Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and some bullet points. Well, first of all, I just have to say something. I want to say a huge, huge thank you to everyone who messaged me about the episode I did with Alice Hart Davis about tweakments in lockdown. That was the episode a week ago where we talked about the impact of not having your regular beauty appointments. And by beauty appointments, we mean the ones that you require a proper medical professional for, like your filler, your Botox and everything, because it really did seem from the messages that I got that there were a lot of you who were curious about the impact of what going without your regular in-clinic aesthetic or cosmetic procedures would be. And I'm really pleased because from the messages that I received, it seems that Alice's insights were incredibly helpful and allayed your concerns, which is just lovely to hear. So I hope that you feel good about not being able to get to the clinic, even though obviously we hope that everything goes back to normal soon, but that you don't feel like anything bad is going to happen because of that. And also that you don't overdo it when you do go back. I thought Alice's insights were really, really interesting. And I actually thought what I took away from it was actually having a bit of a break might mean that you can reset a little bit. And then when you go back, you might actually get results that you prefer. So listen to the episode if you haven't already, because there are some really interesting facts that she has. And because Alice is so knowledgeable about these things, about all of these sorts of treatments. So please do go and check that episode out if you haven't already. And if you did and you got in touch, thank you for getting in touch. You know I love it. I also wanted to say I was totally, completely and wonderfully overwhelmed with your messages about the episode I recorded with Julia Cameron on The Artist's Way. So many of you got in touch to say that you had either heard about the book, had already read the book, or had heard a friend talk about it, and it was the sign that now was the time to actually take the plunge and either start it for the first time or revisit it. It's a 12-week course, so please do get in touch and let me know how you are getting on with it, or when you finish it, how you found it. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that episode yet, then Julia Cameron wrote a book called The Artist's Way way back in 1992, which feels like it was 5 years ago, but it was a little bit longer. And it is a 12-step course all about unblocking your creativity. And what I loved about it and what I really took from the conversation with Julia is that you don't have to be a wannabe artist or an aspiring writer or somebody who wants to be a painter in order to benefit. It really is about unlocking a sense of play, a sense of creativity, a new way of thinking. Perhaps I want to say more childlike, but it's that kind of childlike thinking that we button up as we get older and go through, I don't know, exams and stress and what have you. And it really appealed to me, this idea of sort of opening up something that you never really needed to hide away. I am starting it this week. I bought the book after speaking to Julia. I was sent a PDF because I couldn't get hold of a physical copy before I saw her, and I realized this is a book I definitely need to have physically in front of me. So obviously, as I go through it, I will be keeping you updated on any creative breakthroughs I may or may not have, because I think that would be quite interesting to see what my experience is with it. And hopefully you don't mind me sharing it with you. If you follow me on Instagram, where I am at Emma Gunns, and I really hope that you do, then you may have noticed that I have been doing a weekly Q&A session where I answer your questions. I usually do these on a Monday. And I thought it was worth mentioning here, because over the last few weeks, some questions have come up time and time again, and it seems there are certain topics that are worth revisiting. And the reason I'm telling you here is because it's very easy sometimes I forget that not everybody who listens to the podcast follows me on social media, and not everybody who follows me on social media listens to the podcast. So apologies if you do and you feel like I'm repeating myself, but I want to make sure that I am giving the same information to everybody. So the first question that I've been receiving so, so much recently is about weight loss. And if you follow me on Instagram, where you will see me more than you will hear me on here, then you may have noticed that I have lost weight. And obviously this is something I've touched on in the episode I did in January, where I talked about the book Brain Over Binge and the positive impact that had on me. Now, I have made the decision not to talk about weight loss specifically because I am not coming to you with expert information, and I would hate to put out any content that was in any way unhelpful. I also know that for people who have an issue with or an eating disorder or an issue with food, that it can be incredibly triggering, and I would never want to contribute to anyone feeling bad or to anyone being triggered in a way that was negative. But earlier on today, I was actually speaking to my friend and journalist and body positivity advocate, Alex Light, and I was on her podcast last year, and I was very honest there about my issues with my weight, with my body image, with food, etc. And we've spoken previously, we've spoken over the last couple of months, and I said to her, the right thing to do is not to talk about it, isn't it? And we've hashed it out and we've basically come to the conclusion that yes, the right thing to do, bigger picture, is not to actually really address it. But we were chatting earlier and we had always said that we would do a follow-up to the episode I did with her, and we were exploring the idea that we may have another conversation about this on her podcast. So obviously I will let you know about that when or if we decide to go ahead with it. I would feel more comfortable having that conversation with someone like Alex, because she has worked so hard on her own issues and is incredibly responsible and knowledgeable. And I know that she would keep it on a very helpful, informative and correct track. And that's really what I want to try and achieve. So I know a lot of people have been asking, and so I just wanted to address that I am thinking about a way of doing it. And I do feel like doing it with Alex might be a really positive step forward, if we do think that we can do it properly and do it justice and add value to you, our most excellent listeners. Another question that has been coming up time and time again, and I think it has something to do with lockdown, it's about the Philips Lumea. So this is the at-home hair reduction device that uses intense pulse light to reduce and minimize hair growth both on the face and on the body. And if you remember, I did a show with Philips and Dr. Stephanie Williams. It was a sponsored podcast, so I'm declaring that here and now, but it was a sponsored episode I did with them. It was a live event last year where we talked about the device, how it works, how to get the best results out of it, etc. And you'll know that I've been using it too. And I get fairly regularly a lot of people asking me on Instagram whether I will do a video updating on my results and the progress, etc. So I wanted to flag up that I will be doing an IGTV imminently. And I wondered whether the reason I have been getting more messages is because in lockdown, unable to get to your usual maybe laser removal clinics or leg waxing or whatever it might be, that people are looking into this as an option. So it seems quite timely. So I will be doing something on it. I think the device is incredible. I do think it's really efficient. And so I think the best way for me to really address that is to show you my progress, but also do a video where I show you how to use it. So if you have any specific questions, I'm not going to film it imminently, like in the next few days, but if you have any specific questions that you would like me to answer, then please email about the Lumea device or anything else generally, to be honest, just email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com and I'll make sure that I cover off those points in the video. Now, another thing that happened recently is that a lot of people, myself included, have been feeling a bit flat. I think we all tried to enter lockdown with a sense of positivity and just trying to make the best of a bad situation. But for the last 2 weeks, I think there's sort of been a ripple effect. Some friends started feeling it 3 weeks ago. Some friends started feeling it 2 weeks ago. Some friends started feeling it a week ago. But essentially, people just feeling a little bit flat and maybe have lost their spark, maybe have lost their sense of motivation. I've definitely been in that place. And I would just encourage you to maybe tighten up any structure that you have in your, that you can implement, that you can put into your day, into your week. Right at the top of lockdown, when lockdown started, I did an episode about how to efficiently work from home. And it was the lessons I learned going from working in an office to working from home, and the mistakes I made so that you didn't make them, because obviously the transition that I had going freelance was a little bit more relaxed than suddenly having to be as efficient as I was in an office to being suddenly efficient working at your kitchen table. I really encourage you to re-listen to that episode, because I think some of the points are about creating a structure, about making sure that there's variety in your day. And I feel like when I was beginning to feel flat, it had to do with the fact that I'd relaxed some of it a little bit too much. I was starting to not get up with my alarm. I thought, oh, what's the harm? Another half an hour won't do any harm. But it was doing a little bit of harm, because then the day naturally was just getting later and lazier. So I'm not being rigid or anything, I'm not being boring, but when my alarm goes off, I just get up. It's as simple as that. I tidy everything up, I make my bed, because that is something that makes me feel good, and I go and make my coffee and I start doing my workout, or I go for a walk, whatever it might be. And I just had to sort of tighten up a little bit some of the stuff that I was letting fall by the wayside. So I really encourage you, if you have been feeling a little bit flat, maybe just tightening those things up a little bit, maybe putting a bit more structure in place, maybe just being a little bit more rigid with when you get up, when you go to bed, because the body do like a schedule. It does like a routine. And if you give it the same waking up time and the same going to bed time, it will sleep like a baby. And I can attest to that because I have been sleeping incredibly well. The only time I wasn't sleeping well is when I was a bit more relaxed about it. So maybe that will help. This is just my tuppence worth. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about on this bullet points, and again, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll know that I've been playing in my beauty cupboards a lot more. So I have been a beauty journalist for nearly 20 years. And because of my job, I'm very lucky. I get sent beauty products on the regular. My postman thinks that I'm a really, really quite prolific online shopper. And I have to say, no, it's for work, as he hands me a Victoria Beckham beauty box. But I normally don't really have a chance to play and film using them. But because of lockdown, I'm no longer commuting. I'm no longer doing various other things. And so I have very instinctively just found myself with noses in beauty boxes in my cupboards. And so I've been doing more beauty videos. I've been playing with more looks. I've been just having a play, which has actually been a really wonderful thing to fall back in love with. I became a beauty journalist because I had terrible skin as a teenager, and I was always really fascinated by beauty and the transformative powers of it. And if you listen to a lot of these episodes, you know that a lot of the conversations can be quite sciencey, and I love that side of it too. But it had been a long time since I had just played, and I've rediscovered. And I wanted to call out a couple of products actually on this podcast that I think it's worth mentioning, because I know, and again, it's because videos are coming soon. A lot of you have been in touch about the Chanel bronzer. Now, this is a very, very famous bronzer, the Soleil Tan de Chanel, which is a bronzing makeup base, which was reformulated a little while ago. I, at the weekend, received the new formulation. So it's now called Le Beige Healthy Glow Bronzing Cream, and it's got a slightly different formulation. I have never been so excited about a product landing on my doorstep. I honestly cannot explain it. And when I put it on social media, I had lots of people say, we'd love to do a comparison video. We'd love for you to explain what the difference is. So that, my friends, is coming. It's a really beautiful product. If you know of it, you will absolutely know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't, take a look. I will put the link in the show notes. The other product I wanted to talk about, as we're on a bronze theme, is the Amanda Harrington Tanning Collection. This is the tanning collection that is applied with brushes. And I'd heard about it and I'd heard wonderful things about it. I saw Sam Chapman do a post on it. And then I was chatting to the PR and they very kindly sent me some products. And they sent me a body product and a face product. And you apply it and then you buff it in with these special brushes. Oh my goodness, I have been absolutely blown away. Not only is the color lovely, there are three different colors, and I am natural olive, which is the darkest, but the thing that has absolutely blown me away is the brushes, and the fact that with the brushes you can actually do quite really, really effective and really subtle but really impactful sculpting. So you don't have to put the tan all over your face, but if you just apply the tan before you go to bed as you would a bronzer, you wake up with a natural bronze sun-kissed look. It's absolutely astounding. As you can tell, it's quite visual. So I will be doing an IGTV where I cover that. But I just wanted to flag it up. If you're in the market for some tanning, maybe you want to go and have a look, check out their Instagram. Again, I'll put the links in those show notes. But it's definitely one worth looking into. It's a real feel-good one as well, because you feel like you're not just plonking it on hoping for the best. You're kind of, it's like makeup. It's really, really well done. And the formulas are lovely. I haven't had any issues with streaking. I think the brushes really allow you to buff the product in, so you get a really lovely finish that just looks like your own skin, which is great. And finally, in this little bullet point episode, I just wanted to talk about my hair, because perhaps the question, going back to the thing that has been coming up most on these Q&As, perhaps the thing that has been coming up most is how I'm getting on in my hair loss journey, my fine hair. And a lot of you know that I use Nioxin, then I used Invati from Aveda, and I have done numerous podcasts on it, and I've talked about it several times on IGTVs. But a few weeks ago, I had a video consultation with Annabelle Kingsley from Philip Kingsley. Philip Kingsley, as a brand, is well known for their expertise in trichology. And I have to admit, I've been wanting to speak to Annabelle for a long, long time. And it finally happened, and we had a video consult because obviously she can't see me in the flesh. I will be talking about this in far greater detail on an IGTV because I think, again, this is another one that lends itself to visuals. But I just wanted to flag it up here because I know a lot of you listening have concerns about fine, thinning hair, have experienced or are experiencing hair loss. And I just wanted to flag this up as a good resource because I was really blown away by how good the video consultation was. And it's been a few weeks now and I am on a new protocol. And again, I will detail that in the IGTV. But I just wanted to talk about the video consultation. I think I had it in my mind that a video consultation would be slightly less effective, slightly less efficient because it wasn't face-to-face. And I actually would say that it was really wonderful. And perhaps the fact that we were looking at each other rather than me being in a hairdresser's chair and Annabelle standing behind me or whatever the setup might have been, I felt like it was a real dialogue and I learned so much and I didn't feel stupid by saying, oh, would you mind going back over that and just explaining what you mean by that? And, oh, is that really the case? So what does that mean about this, this and this? And Annabelle honestly was so, so wonderful and so knowledgeable. So not only do I feel like I came away from that consultation with a really active and useful and appropriate and specific plan of topical action using various products. And again, I will detail those in the IGTV, not here. I also felt like I came away with so much more information about my own personal hair issues, the type of hair loss that I am experiencing and what I can expect in the future. And it just sort of made me feel a little bit less panicked because I thought, okay, well, I know that's what I'm dealing with. So I know that there, but at least there's a solution. So if you are somebody who is worried about your hair, if you feel that it is falling out or that it's getting thin and you are looking for a solution, I urge you not to go to health food shops or online and buy a vitamin on the hope that it will work. I really encourage you, if you can, to invest in seeing somebody like Annabelle. And what I wanted to reassure you with in this particular episode was, you're not going to get less than because it's a video consultation. Beforehand, I filled out a questionnaire and I took pictures of my scalp, of my hairline that were sent through for Annabelle to look at and analyze. But they were just pictures that I took with my iPhone. Well, actually, I used a Canon camera, but I mean, I would have used my phone and it would have been sufficient. So if it is something that's concerning you and you feel as though you have to put that on pause because of lockdown, I would encourage you and reassure you that a video consultation would be effective. I found it to be very effective. I felt like I learned loads, genuinely. And I don't say this lightly, you know, I mean, and just so you know, they haven't paid me to say any of this. They have very kindly gifted me products, but and I didn't pay for the consultation. I just want to be really clear about that. But I found it to be such a valuable experience. And I don't say that lightly because I am acutely aware when I say something like this that somebody listening may decide to spend their hard-earned money on that. And that then means that I have a huge responsibility to make sure that your money is well spent. So I am saying that in full confidence that I found this to be an incredible experience. And if you have a similar experience to me, then you will be extremely reassured and you will feel like you are in safe or in good hands, which is exactly what I feel like. So this is a kind of a bullet points episode. So it is to say thank you for your feedback on the episodes. It really does mean a lot to me when you get in touch. I check my thebeautypodcast@gmail.com inbox semi-regularly. And whenever there's messages, I just get so excited to get back to you and we can have a chat. I love the DMs that you send. So when you have listened to an episode and you do let me know that it has been helpful or that you are really pleased that you heard it, that just makes my day. So please keep them coming. Please keep the questions coming on Instagram. You're very welcome to ask me a question on that Monday session. I'll usually just put up a thing saying, ask me a question, and then you just fill in the box and then I can get back to you. And because it really is about making sure that we cover the topics that you, my most excellent listeners, want to hear more about. So thank you so much for listening. I will be putting the links to the products that I've mentioned and also Annabelle and Philip Kingsley in the show notes. But for now, thank you so much for listening. Stay well. I hope that if you are feeling a bit flat, if lockdown has been getting you down, then I hope that this puts a bit of a pep in your step and makes you feel a little bit brighter because it's all right. And if you want to chat to me and other people who listen to the podcast, then join the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes. And honestly, I would love to see you there. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on the next one.